Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This episode 664. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Good morning.
So good about it.
It's frosty. Yep. I woke up. You know, I didn't die in my sleep.
Right.
All the days are just the same, though.
But are they?
Yeah, they are. I don't know that one. Like, I don't know. Morning, but like it's a better morning than yesterday.
But sometimes you wake up cranking your neck, stuffy throat.
Yeah, I don't let that. Dry. I don't let that bother me.
Running late, get a pee.
Yeah, that's fine. Those, I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. If you're running late, you're already late. There's no way to fix it. So you just readjust your thinking, and I mean, P is an easy fix. You're going to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
A little neck soreness. I mean, just reminds you you're alive.
Yeah. Supposed to get a cold couple nights, couple days. We're also supposed to be in the 20s here.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
And the day is going to be in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, I think it's tonight. And Monday night, both are like 20s for lows.
And my grass cut at the house.
You think that's probably it, right? It's probably last cut.
Maybe one more. To tighten up. Because, you know, every now and then you roll over with the tire pushes longer grass out. Then you walk back over an hour later and you see stems sticking up. I'm like, ooh. Or the tire kicked it.
I could go without another cut. I should cut it again, but I can tell you if it's in the 20s, it is what it is.
So I cut the sides and the back at the mid-level 3, then the front, because it was so tall, I had to cut it the highest. So I probably need to go back and cut it a little lower.
Yeah. It's too cold though.
I look at it. There are certain parts of it look like really, really nice and green. Some parts are just overwhelmed with like weed looking stuff and clovers.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not the grass is not growing right now with the way the temperature has been, but the weeds are still performing.
I was over there working on the house. Tell you what, sanding walls and mudding, when you sand you find cracks and you find divots and holes and
stuff. Yeah.
Like her grandma, my wife's grandma, that's the house we lived in. She did some work on her own in the house, I would say, and filled a lot of holes with chewing gum.
Hmm. I mean, it does harden. It does stay in place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how sandable it is.
It's not, so I have to pop it out and refill it because it starts taking form because she would chew it and it'd stick it in the hole. And you can see like where the divots are, and there's some cracks here and there.
Yeah, I've never seen that move.
Then she painted over. She had some like thin tape. She would tape and paint over the tape, and I pull the tape off, and it's a big old softball size or a golf ball size hole in the wall.
I have seen tape that's painted over pretty often. I mean, I guess you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Mr. Pibb is back. Do you know that's going to be a hard pivot here?
I heard
they brought Mr. Pibb back. So when I did my grocery order, I put they had Pibb Zero.
Hmm.
So I put it on my shopping list. Now tell me if you think this is acceptable. Walmart substituted my Pibb Extra with Cherry Coke Zero.
Oh,
I mean, I like a Cherry Coke. The only thing these drinks have in common is that they're zero sugar, though.
Mm-hmm. And cherries got a completely different flavor than.
Yeah, cherry. Even if they had done it with regular Coke, I guess I would understand where they went with it. But the Cherry Coke is like they just got what they liked.
Yeah, if you'd have got like Mr. Pibb Cherry, then they didn't have it.
That would make sense. But for me, just to get Mr. Pibb and then to substitute it with Cherry Coke felt like a stretch. They also said I ordered two different kinds of feta cheese, and they said they didn't have feta. And I just know that person doesn't know where the feta's at.
Yeah.
Because there's never been a run on feta. in the history of ever at this Walmart in Clarksville, Tennessee. There's never been a run on feta cheese.
Because very few people like feta.
Yeah. But it just so happens I have two recipes that both call for it that I'm cooking, and nope, no feta.
Now you got to run over there, go to it.
Yeah. And I know it's there. That's the annoying part is I could have went and got it just yesterday. I know it's there. Mm. So it's annoying.
Yeah, my wife has done that. She's ordered from, you know, the Kroger.
Yeah.
Pick up. Then they say they don't have it or just want to substitute. And then she asked me, like, hey, can you just run there after work and pick it and see if they have this? Because I forgot to get it. And I go there and I see the stuff that she ordered and said they didn't have. And I'm like, I have it right here. It's like
it's so
3 hours later.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. And I'm not saying that's not a tough job. I mean, knowing where everything is, I assume it tells you, but like shopping for as many people as they have to shop for, and they probably have time that, you know, they probably have 3 minutes per item or something crazy they have to stick to, whatever it is. But I needed the damn feta, and now I have to go get it. Now, they probably did not have the Mr. Pibb Zero. It's a new item. People probably scooping it up between the time I ordered it when they picked it. But the feta is unforgivable to me.
So how disappointed were you when you didn't get your Mr. Pibb to see?
Well, I wasn't disappointed at all because I wasn't planning on getting it. I never even thought about it. I had read the article that they're bringing it back. And then when I always just before I do my order for the week, I always just type in zero sugar soda just to see what they have.
Right.
And they had Mr. Pibb front and center up top. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun to try again. Even though I remember Mr. Pibb is just like a Dr. Pepper clone.
Hmm.
That's what I remember Pibb tasting like. So I wasn't disappointed. I was just, and I like Cherry Coke. I'm not even disappointed about that. I just, the leap from Mr. Pibb to Cherry Coke is too far.
Right. I mean, hell, they could have got just, you Fanta and then been like, oh, shoot, what the heck?
Fanta Zero Sugar, hard to find. I think people drank Fanta for the sugar. So.
Well, that's what most people drink soda for anyway.
Yeah, I just do it to spice up between the waters.
The flavor. I mean, that's. I think that's so what gets people is like, I think the flavor when you eat is like what people like. Yeah. Flavor drinks.
Yeah, I like a flavor. I like a drink that complements a dish also. Like I like to have like a Coke with a pizza, wings, like things like that. I feel like they complement each other. I like a soda with a burger. Mm-hmm. And then there's things I just don't care. I drink water 95% of the time with dinner, but there are some meals where I'm like, this deserves a pop if you're from the north.
Right.
And I like that. Around here, it's just a Coke, no matter the brand.
You ask for Coke, and then sometimes like, well, we have Pepsi.
Yeah. Well, you could go to a restaurant and say, what kind of Coke do you have? And they'll tell you the kinds of soda. People will say Coke no matter what they mean around here. We don't do soda. We don't do pop. We don't do soda pop. Now, I like to say soda because nobody around here does.
It has to do with us being in a military town, so people are kind of diverse when they understand what it means.
Yeah, everything works around here because there are a lot of transplants. Coke is my soda of choice, just a Coke Zero. If I could only have one soda, that's what it would be. But I was looking forward to Pibb. I'll try it again eventually. Not heartbroken about it. I am just a little concerned about the person who pulled my order.
Now, we've talked about this before in the past, I think. It was like, are you a soda can, bottle, glass bottle, 20-ounce plastic bottle, or 2-liter?
Well, glass bottle, first off, you're walking around with a 2-liter. Psycho move. Mm-hmm. Even people drinking out of 1 liter, and I'm basically talking to a friend of the show, Dan. When you're drinking a liter of cola, it's a move and it's a message.
Yeah.
And I can't approve of it. Now, for me, the most ideal way to drink a soda is out of a glass bottle.
So good.
It's so good, but it's also so much trouble. You've got to find one. It doesn't fit in the cup holder right. You need a bottle opener if it's not a twist off. It's a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, I don't drink or want a lot of Coke, so I'm actually a can guy. Like a 20-ounce bottle is more than I want. I usually mm-hmm. don't finish it.
Now, my wife, she buys cans, but she will not drink out of the can. She will pour it into a cup with ice.
Too much work.
It does not like cans.
I'm anti-ice also. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show. Yeah. I do not like ice. And if you want me to have ice without a straw, I'd rather just...
We miss you. Said you rather what?
I'd rather be thirsty than have ice without a straw.
Yeah, because I know when we used to go eat lunch a lot back in the day, I don't think you really ever got ice. You just filled it up and.
If I get it, I'll get a touch of ice. If it's like a fountain, mm-hmm. I'll get a touch of ice and then do it. But it's already cold coming out of there. You don't need ice.
Yeah.
I'll do just a little bit. But if I go to like a restaurant or something, I won't have a drink until they give me a straw. I don't want the ice clanking against my teeth like that.
Yeah, I'm a straw guy.
Now, I didn't tell this story, but I went to a place to eat the other day, and the gentleman, a couple tables over, grown man, probably in his 50s, ordered a large cup of milk with ice. No straw.
Ooh.
Those were his exact instructions. Large cup of milk with ice, no straw. And she said, we only have whole milk. And he said, that's fine. So he just, and it was lunchtime at a place that didn't have breakfast, like at lunchtime. So he was eating lunch
burger
food.
Or something
with milk. With just a frosty glass of milk, no straw. And their drinks were in styrofoam cups. And there was something even more gross about milk out of a styrofoam cup to
me.
I don't know what it is, but
it's going to warm fast.
I don't know. It's just all seemed not with that ice in there.
Mm-hmm. So now we do this thing. It's kind of weird. We always have like glass cups or glass in the freezer.
Like you keep a frosty mug in there.
Yeah. And so if we go to drink something that we want a little, we keep it cold, we'll put that in there.
In place of ice.
That we have ice. It's just sitting in there. There's like four of them. There's always like four cups.
But then you also add ice to it?
And we will add ice to it, yeah.
What do you need to be that cold?
Sometimes we just like stuff super cold.
I'll take a cup straight out of the dishwasher that's glowing hot and put liquids in it and drink out of it.
So like I drink unsweet tea with like a splash of lemon. And so the tea, I just like a really, really cold. Or water. I like cold water. I can't drink warm water.
But the tea is in the refrigerator. The cup is in the refrigerator. And then you add ice.
Yeah.
That's too much. That's too cold.
Because I don't drink it all like right away. I need it to stay cold for like an hour.
And the cup is cold when you pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
And we got that because we went somewhere a long time ago and I got like chocolate milk. This is when I was drinking like sugar stuff, a lot of sugar stuff. They brought the chocolate milk out in a frozen glass. And I was like, oh my God. And it just made the milk taste so much better.
It's usually a beer thing, right?
Yeah.
They do the frosty mug.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. That's doing too much.
So do you have like do you notice when you go to like a restaurant that the flavor of Coke or whatever you're drinking is different?
No, I don't think I care enough about it to have ever really. I know people say that. People love to tell you McDonald's Coke is different. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. To me, they all taste the same. I'm not a fountain guy, though. If I, again, like my ideal way to drink a Coke is out of a glass bottle, a second to a can.
So I went to a Mexican restaurant for lunch the one day. Then me and my wife went to a Mexican restaurant, a different one, for dinner. And I can tell the tea tasted completely different between the two. Unsweet tea.
I mean, there certainly is, like on a fountain, there's certainly an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you can make an adjustment. So I would assume that they are different. You can dial in the amount of carbonation, the amount of syrup, all that stuff. Yeah.
or like you do with McDonald's and have a contract with Coke and they bring them the Coke in those big tankers, CO2 tanks.
Yeah, in the bags, in the boxes, the bags of the syrup.
Burger King, we did that, had the bags.
Yeah. It's not like that peek behind the curtain's not ideal when you see the bags of syrup and you're like, I don't know if I should be drinking that. Mm. But, you know, it is what it is. I know that I derailed the whole show. I just thought it was weird. That was weird. I like Cherry Coke. Haven't had Cherry Coke in a long time. It's the law. If you're out there and you're picking groceries, just think about not what you like, but think about how close you can get to the actual item someone ordered.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
Speaking of ordering stuff.
Yeah.
I bought all the Lego this week. It's not really that much. I bought Target has some sets on sale right now.
And we're going to talk about that news too. Yeah. Also.
So I bought the Christmas wreath. It's $40 off. I think it's going away. It's a retiring set. So I also think you have to get that set from the Lego store or Target. I don't think it's available at the other retailers. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Any others?
Yeah, I think it is. So I'm sure you know this, but a lot of sets that Lego lists as an exclusive are also available at Target.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not available at other stores. I've only ever seen it at Target.
Yeah. So
in the Lego store.
You can, if you didn't know, for the listeners out there, or if you did, Target, your whatever you spend on Lego, you can scan it with your Lego receipt and get credit. You can get points.
And it's the only store that does that besides Lego Store.
Yeah, because they have an exclusive deal with that.
So I bought that, and then from Lego, I ordered the gingerbread house.
Hmm.
I don't have the set in front of me. It's the new one. It is a full house. It does hinge and open. Do you want to share your screen? I'll make sure I've got the right one here. The wreath is that top one there. It says $89. I for sure bought it yesterday for, I think, $59. So I'm confused about that. But it is set 10340. It is wreath making kit and holiday garland is the one that I bought. I wonder what the price difference is.
Yeah.
Unless it went off sale today. Maybe it was sales do change on Sunday. Yeah, it was $40 off yesterday, so it was $59.99 when I bought it. It's
in stock right now. It says there's only four.
It also said four yesterday. I bought one yesterday, and there were only four on the shelf yesterday. So maybe they got one back in. Now, were you talking about the Lego Christmas wreath? Is that the one you thought I was talking about?
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, but that's the one I did get. But if you back out, there's another one. The Walmart one?
Oh, yeah. This is the little one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the one I got.
I have this one. I got this one.
Yeah, so I got that, and then from Lego, I ordered the vending machine, the gumball machine, because I wanted it, and I did the gingerbread house, which is the festive gingerbread house. It's $39.99. Set 408.09.
This one opens up.
Yeah, yeah, it opens up. It's got a full scene. You can display it either way. So you can do like a double front doors. You can do it as a closed house, or you can do it to where it's like pivoted open like that. And it does come with one minifig, which is the Santa Claus. I just thought it was cute. I like a gingerbread. I think that'd make a good display. And then I ordered the gumball machine. You still have Christmas, but let's see what it pulls up. Yeah, they call it vending machine for some reason. It's for sure like a capsule machine, I guess. But I ordered that as well. 213. Yeah, that one there. which is 2133. Yeah, 358. 16 minifigures. A lot of duplicates, though, if you click on the collection of minifigs there. Like there's two green space guys, there's two gold space guys,
two knights,
there's two knights, two green knights. Like it's just about doubled up on almost everything.
You have the favorite in here?
It's probably the Fabulan guy with the bear hat on who just oddly has a wrench.
Yeah.
I also like the. In the back row, I think those are cute together.
Fabuland. One's got a microphone or walkie-talkie. One's got the wrench. I like the ice cream guy.
Yeah, I think the ice cream guy probably goes with the one in front of it with the tray. Probably goes with that one because it's food related. And I figure the guy with the token goes with the girl with the camera and the shorts on, the swim trunks. The pirate lady goes with the pirate lady behind her. So everybody has a mate, if you will, but the space ones and the knights are just like they're exactly the same.
Now you had a good idea a while ago when they first announced it saying that they should release gumballs.
Yeah, they should sell them.
They should sell them separately.
The more that I look at the direction they're going right now, the more that they're missing. Because I'll tell you, the whole reason I purchased all this was because I wanted the classic animation scene, the Disney set that comes with this. They're missing the mark because they should sell capsules for this and they should sell scenes for that TV that I just got with the gift with purchase.
Yeah.
I would pay $9.99 per scene for that little TV. I built it last night. It's amazing. It's set 40774. It comes with three scenes, two minifigs. It comes with a Lion King, Toy Story, and the classic Disney castle, and it comes with a Simba, a baby Simba, and a Woody.
What did you put in there? Which one?
I have Lion King in there right now. I tried all of them out. I will probably keep it displayed with either Lion King or Toy Story, though, even though I think the Disney is iconic. They should also sell when you buy like an additional scene, it should come with a stand to hold the additional.
Yeah.
You know, they just sit on the ground, which is fine, I guess. The TV is a super simple build. It also is perfect for a light kit because if you look on the sides there where there's the shadow on the side of the TV, there is a one brick width that the base slides into that the sides are open on. So I couldn't find a light kit for it yesterday when I looked. But it would be perfect for a light kit.
Give it a month. It'll be one.
You could put two of just the single studs that light up. You can see it really good in that Simba picture. You see that black track over there?
Yeah.
That's open on both sides to allow the base with a name to slide in. So you could easily do that and run the wires straight out and down. But what I look forward to is I would love to now, like I have a Buzz Lightyear. I would like to order the pieces to do another Toy Story room, but put Buzz on there. I would like to do Beauty and the Beast, maybe get Belle, put her in a little scene. I mean, the way they build the scenes are exactly the same for both of them. The backgrounds and everything are the same. So I love the idea of being able to customize these. So I bought all that. So yeah, they're missing the mark. They got to do add-ons for these sets. They tried with that downhill racer that I bought, that soapbox derby thing. They sold the hill and then they sold cars for it. But that set's already being killed a year later, so it obviously didn't do well.
They literally can do, like, you know, the minifigure, the classic series. They can do a whole run. You go out and buy the minifigures, and inside comes with these little...
Yeah, I would release this, and then my next series would be the vending balls. Hmm. And everyone who collects minifigures would then go out and buy this machine.
Yeah, to go with that.
To go with it, yeah. They're really missing the mark on it. So, but yeah, I bought all that just because I felt like I wanted that gift with purchase really bad.
Man, I know it's reselling pretty good right now, about 40, it's like double.
Yeah. I hate that I didn't. I wanted it really bad. I'm really irritated with the, I want the Simpsons living room, and it just keeps going up and up and up. And I don't know if I should just buy it or just live without it. I'm not a Simpsons guy, but I feel like it's so iconic.
Yeah, I missed the mark on that. When I thought about buying them originally a long time ago, I just not a Simpsons person at all. Didn't get it. But now with the new, now I'm like, man, they all look would look so good together displayed.
Yeah, the living room is awesome. And now I assume with Fortnite having Simpsons skins in, that set's probably only going to go up too, with people thinking with Simpsons on the brain. I think Luxor Jr. might be the next set I put together. Luxo, not Luxor, Luxo Jr., but I'm going to order the light kit before I put it together. That set has to have the
Yeah.
light kit.
It has a light bulb on it.
It's literally a light, yeah.
Which is weird because they did the telephone pole, I mean, the telephone booth that came with a light. They should have done a light for Luxor.
It's weird to me that at no point did they think maybe they should put a light in it. Like, that's weird for me. While we're talking about things that we don't need, I also bought a you're gonna have to type this in as I'm talking. It's a Samsung Pro 65 WMB. So I bought this. It's an interactive Pro 65 inch smart 4K TV. So it syncs to any device you want, and it's also a touch screen. So it's a giant 65 inch LCD mounted on the wall, mounted on a stand, whatever. You could like straight from your phone, you could send an image over, but the thing you can do, and you're seeing it in the picture here, there's like notes all over this where people have like taken an image and you use it like a whiteboard almost. It will detect up to 20 people touching it at the same time. 20 people at a time can draw on this. And it also does up to, I think it's four device like simul streaming things. So you and I could be sharing to the TV at the same time, like in a meeting, which is interesting. So if you have like multiple views to show, like if I wanted to show my iPad screen as well as my computer screen, you could do it at the same time through it. That's the Flip Pro. That's a different one. Anyways, I bought this from the sketchy auction site.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you really pay
So
$2,000?
yeah, it's $2,000. I did not. I paid $270 for it.
Damn.
Yeah. So we'll see. In the picture, it shows it powered up, but they have it listed as is. But my assumption is it's listed as is because on the screen where it shows it powered up, it's not a TV. So it doesn't boot up to a screen. It boots up to like a menu, like how do you want to connect? It doesn't look like it's working. So we'll see. Maybe it doesn't work. It doesn't have the best reviews. It's like 4 stars everywhere I look at it, which is kind of low for something that costs, $2,300. But I'm interested in it. We'll see. I look forward to. I don't even have a use case for this. I don't have a purpose for it. I
Yeah.
just wanted it, and it was cheap enough. It was between that and a Segway scooter that they had listed, but I don't have anywhere to ride the scooter.
You could have come downtown. We could have rode downtown. We could have rode.
Dude, they had a nice Segway scooter, but it was as is, and I couldn't tell if it was like someone took it apart, shoved it in the box to send it back. But there were definitely cords that were disconnected, and all the places where it comes apart, it had been taken apart. It was not the nine bot, it was the expensive one.
ET.
Oh, I could tell you which one it is. Hold on. I don't know why I'm looking at it like I don't know. I can just tell you which one because I didn't win it. I think I bid on it. Maybe I didn't. Oh, it's the GT3.
Here.
Yeah, $2,600. That's the one they had. My concern was, though, it has clearly been taken apart. It breaks down here, but there's like damage on it. You can tell it's all scraped up. It's supposed to come apart there. But this is the one that really concerned me was, if you could see this picture, you see the cords are disconnected.
Yeah.
I know it comes apart up there, but that does not look like the way it would come apart. But then the part that made me think it's okay is it looks like the charger and instructions and stuff are all still in the box or in the sealed bags. That thing went for $225. So for just a little less than what I bought that TV display for.
So, okay, you got the TV. What else did you get?
Nothing really. Just a couple rogue things that I needed for work and a few other things just that were cheap. But that TV was my big purchase, and I quit bidding on everything after I got the TV because I'm like, that's enough. That'll do.
Right.
But,
so would you play this week? Did you play anything?
Only Party Animals. I didn't feel great this week. So
friend of the show, Marshall 205, was on another vacation.
Yeah, he was on an extended vacation, I would call it. And so I really went to bed early every night, got some good rest. I played Party Animals last night. But yeah, I didn't play much. Kind of an off week, but work's been busy, and like I said, I felt a little under the weather, so
yeah,
just took it easy.
Get that. I mean, I didn't buy anything this week. I did get like big or anything crazy. I did get the sleeves for my controllers, the PlayStation 5 controllers, the little cases. So now all my controllers are inside of
protected.
So they look good.
And you said you have one spare, right?
Yes.
But you have, are they all the ones you order are in?
Yes.
Also, it's actually unaccounted for.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other controllers. I got the Astrobot one. I have
God of
War came in.
You know what would look good in there? Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's the next one I'm going to try to work on. But with Christmas coming up, be looking at other things instead of that. That'll be an after Christmas purchase.
Put it on your Christmas list.
No, she won't give me that.
How do you know?
Oh, no, I know how she is.
It's Christmas, though.
I know, but she's... Or like, oh, just a collectible controller? Nah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see that when, like, if you got a Switch too, wow, there's like an Inception moment happening right now.
I had the wrong.
Like, if you got the Switch too and they started cranking out pro controllers, would you need those?
No.
It's only with PlayStation. And would you do it with the PS6?
Don't know.
And should you be doing the colors?
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about the colors.
For the complete collection. Have they done any colors that were just solid colors that they have stopped making?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know of? Yeah.
They have the white one. They have the ice white, which I like this one. Pearlish color. The chrome
purple. Yeah, I like that one too.
I have the red one.
Are these all the ones that are currently available?
Yes.
So Astrobot, both of the ghost of Yotai. What is that one?
The Death Stranded one.
Death Stranded 2 one. The PlayStation one's available?
Universe. Currently unavailable. They just have it on their site.
But why don't they have all of them on their site? That's weird.
Hmm.
Like, they don't have them all, but yet that one's unavailable. Is the Astrobot still available? The joyful Astrobot, yes. Yeah, it's still available.
The other one's not on there. It's not. Or available.
God of War still available, yeah.
The Ghost of Yotai, both of them. The other one's not.
The gold one is not available, yeah. Huh. I wonder why they don't show all the controllers, but they do show some. Maybe they're planning on doing more stock of those. For sure not at the anniversary, though. I don't know why they still show that one.
No. I thought about getting the other colors. I just don't know if I want to spend, you know, $90 colored.
It will be interesting to see what those controllers do in value when the system is no longer being played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things, like I held my Sea of Thieves controller and it isn't worth what it was. And I'm like, will it be worth more later on in life, or did I miss the peak of that? Because controllers are one of those things where people pay big prices for old systems, for old games. Will they pay big prices for sealed controllers?
Hmm.
I mean, they will. Will they pay more than a normal sealed controller, I guess? Like, is that God of War one going to be worth more than that blue controller?
Yeah.
That's my question.
I think the...
In 20 years.
I think the colored controllers, the different colorway ones, will not be... The quick website screen rant. That's the 10 most expensive game controllers as of 2022. Just going to look at a couple of them. Series X, the SCUF controller.
These are all new controllers.
GameCube, the Mega Jockey. Well, I think these are ones that just released. The official Nintendo Gold Power 100th issue old controller. Original Friday the 13th, about $13,000. Gold faceplate, $36,000.
I'd let that thing go immediately.
Solid gold Xbox controller, $8,750.
I'd hold that one because gold's worth what gold's worth.
Mm.
That's not a very good site, a very good ranking. A lot of their stuff was new, which is weird. But yeah, I'm just curious to see what it would do. What controllers will do. Like, I know certain color controllers sell for more, but I don't know about, you know, GameCube wasn't doing a lot of like crossover, you know, early PlayStation wasn't doing a lot of like branded stuff. I'm interested to see what that stuff does in the future.
Yeah. We'll see. I gave it a shot. I decided to do it and see what happens.
Do you see yourself selling them?
Not now.
It'll like down the road?
Down the road, yeah.
You're not just going to hold on to them forever?
Forever. No, I'm not everything. Everything I own, I plan on selling pretty much 90% of it in the future.
Your whole life is for sale, basically. Everything you love.
When I do retire. Because when I'm 90, I'm not going to, there's, I know I'm not going to be able to do a lot of stuff before. My hands probably won't work as good. So putting Legos together or playing video games, and there's certain things I will let go.
I try to tell people, I want to know what you think about this. We've never talked about it. You have a lot of news to go over?
Yeah, there a lot of it's quick.
Okay. I tell people that you're a Lego collector, but I'm convinced that you don't actually love Lego.
But I love Lego.
I'm convinced you don't. You like having them. You especially like having them when someone else doesn't have them. So, like, you like the more rare, you like the stuff other people don't have. I don't think you like it that much. You never put it together. You never talk about putting it together. Your joy comes from having it. Buying it, finding it, searching for that set, more so than it does putting it together.
I understand what you're saying, but no, but I want, that's why I'm like, I want to get my house built so I can start putting the stuff together and know everything else is going to fall by the wayside. So I know all these other stuff I'm collecting will go away because I'm slowly, solely on Lego.
Yeah, I don't think the way you do it's a problem, but I would describe you as a collector, not like an enthusiast. Like, I like putting the sets together, and to be honest, after I put them together, in most cases, I could just do without the set. I just want the minifig. Like, if I could put a set together to completion, enjoy it on my shelf for 2 months, I'd just take the minifigure and I could get rid of the set. Because my joy was from putting it together, and I do love the minifigs.
Yeah.
But I don't find joy in, like, just buying it. I don't find joy in just having it. I like to put them together.
I love putting them together.
I'm convinced you don't.
I can understand that because where I don't put them together.
Because you don't put them together. And also, I've never heard you talk about how fun. Like, so when me and friend of the show, Matt, talk on the phone, like we talk about, well, like we were talking about Happy Plants last week and how fun that set was to put together. I've never heard you have those conversations.
Yeah, because I don't put the stuff together. The last thing I put together was that fun hole set.
Yeah. Which is crazy. That was last year.
No, it wasn't last year. It was this year. I put it together here, and I've only lived here since March.
It was almost a year ago.
Yeah, so March.
Which is why you're a collector.
No, I guess I'm a collector, but I also love Lego.
Which is fun. It's fun. I like people to know the difference. Anytime someone says Gerald is, of all our friends, Gerald is more in Lego than anybody, I'm like, he's more into collecting Lego than any of us.
I'm going to disagree with it, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So let's get into some, to what I played. I didn't play Fallout 76 at all this week. I played Farm Together 2, and then I played that Tabs game, the Total Accurate Battle Simulator.
Yeah, totally accurate. Yeah, how was that?
It's fun.
I heard it's fun.
It is dumb and stupid, but because the characters just fall down, they get caught up in stuff, and it is so much fun. So I'm just going through the levels. I'm just doing the campaign. I'm not playing online. You have a tutorial, then you have the campaign, you have a sandbox where you just test things out. You can make your own custom maps. So there are people that will make, you know, one Zeus versus 1,000, you know, archers or stuff like that. But I'm having fun with it. I think 5 campaigns in, working my way through, trying to figure out what unit works good against another unit. But it's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna keep playing it. Go all the way through to the end. I'm not popping trophies as much as I haven't really looked at the trophies. I'm not popping a lot of them. So I guess there's a lot of longer, grindy trophies. I do pop some here and there. We'll see. That's all I play. Oh, I did update my PlayStation 5 so I can stream straight stream from there. I might not play the PlayStation Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did log into Animal Crossing, but I didn't get to play too much because there was an update that I haven't turned it on since I went on vacation.
The big update's not coming for a while, though.
Yeah. So, get into some news real quick. PlayStation news is, we'll start with first. They came out with the October's top 2025 top downloads. Nothing surprises anybody. Battlefield 6 was number one. Ghost of Yotai, NBA 2K26, EA Sports FC 26. Ark Raiders was in the top 5. And then a game called Dispatch made number 6. You're Police Dispatcher.
I don't think you are a police dispatcher. I think you are a superhero who is no longer a superhero, and you now dispatch other superheroes. Okay. And I think it is a Critical Role tie-in with the.
Okay, I thought it was the actual dispatch game where you're.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is not. If you search dispatch game, I don't think it is. Good to see Little Nightmares 3 on the list, though.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I saw something else.
Yeah. $29.99. It's on Steam. I think it's the only place to play it is on Steam or on PC, I should say.
Yeah, Minecraft still made the list. Borderlands 4 is on there. Ninja Gaiden 4 was on there. All right, as I was talking about the PlayStation Portal, now can officially stream. You can stream from the cloud. You don't really need, as long as you have a PlayStation account, you don't need a PlayStation 5 to stream.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how well it works.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there was a fake person on eBay, a fake seller. Well, there was a seller on eBay selling fake merchandise, and he made over $2 million selling fake. He was making like PlayStation 5 slim storage bags and other things. He sold more than 8,100 products. Has a feedback rating of 97.3. Crazy.
Yeah. I think about it a lot with, you know, you see it a lot with even with Lego. It's like good fakes out there. There are fakes that print on real Lego pieces. It's hard to, I was looking at something the other day. They were the honeybee frames for like, that came with the honeybee guy.
Yeah.
And they're OEM Lego parts, but I know he's printing them because nobody has that many of them.
Yeah.
So he just has a printer that lets him print directly on the pieces, and he's buying those flat tiles and printing them. Yeah, so it's like, that's tough because it's a real Lego piece, but it's not real.
Yeah. I came across a YouTube video where some guy was printing off Lego pieces, and it shows you how to do it from a 3D printer.
Yeah.
He was telling you what mold to buy from Amazon or the filament.
How do you feel about the 3D printed train that comes with a Christmas set?
We talked about, I don't like that.
I don't understand why they're doing it.
Well, why does it got to be 3D printed? They could have just used a Lego piece.
You get the book, right? The one they send out free to buy shit.
Christmas book.
Yeah. Like they have a big thing, like includes 3D printed train. I'm like, why are you bragging about it? Why did you do it to start with?
Yeah. Right. Open source PS2 emulator now. Is now out there in place. It's the most interactive one there. It's called a PCSX2. It is now compatible with 99.5% of the PlayStation 2's library. You can emulate it on there. You can buy one DVD and it'll play everything. Play on your PC to using emulation. The game's alive.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I'm not hankering to play any PS2 games, but, you know, emulators are what they are. I know people have mixed feelings about them, but we can't let games just disappear.
All right, it's another article. They're saying some PlayStation 5 owners are paying more for specific games than other people. Users are seeing, they're seeing a game being sold for $59.99 and someone else is buying it for $49.99. Or like this one here, Red Dead Redemption 2 Ultimate Edition. Some people have it for $19.99. Some people here have it for $14.99. And using the same, this guy, he has his account and he's using his wife's account. Two different prices.
That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 5% off on the one. It's 85% off and 80% on the other one. I wonder if they just do different discounts based on how often you use the PlayStation Store, or maybe what tier PlayStation Plus you have, or whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
Like if you're on Essentials versus the other, maybe you're getting a 5% boost.
Could be.
Interesting.
Or one has the game, one already doesn't. I mean, I don't know. Right. There was a lead cross-buy icon on PlayStation 5. Let's see if it shows up. Yeah, here it goes. Cross-buy for PlayStation 5 and PC. So if you automatically buy on the PlayStation 5, you can play on your PC or vice versa.
Yeah, I think someone did like one of those scraped the database deals and found this button that existed. Deep in there somewhere. You know, it's weird. It certainly would mean that you would have probably day and date PC games. You know,
This guy's got it right down here on his showed it.
Yeah. I mean, they did it with Vita. They had a cross buy button with Vita. When you would buy it on Vita, you could get it. They used to have cross saves, cross progression. It have its own trophy list. I mean, they've done this before, but it'll be interesting to see, because I think in most cases they want to sell you the game multiple times. It would also lead me to believe that they're going to have their own launcher.
Yeah.
And not going to do this on a Steam or something like that. It's going to go to an actual like PlayStation PC store.
Good idea if they did. All right, so we talked about Astrobot earlier. Here's the first look of Astrobot in Lumines Arise. Kept it a secret. There's the avatar. There's the nameplate. It's not going to be the only one in there. Humanity is going to be in there. Tetris and Rez.
I like Lumines. It's a puzzle game. It's like a Tetris.
Mm.
I don't know that I care that Astrobot's in there, but it's not going to bother me.
Right. Well, you said earlier, a while ago, that just put Astrobot out and some other games here and there.
Put him in everything. If he's going to be the face, then instead of beating The Last of Us and Horizon to death, beat Astrobot to death.
Yeah.
Because he's not worth as much as everything else is to you, and he's cute. So just fill the world up with him and protect your other IPs.
Next one, PlayStation 5 is getting a game that came out in 2024, Satisfactory.
Yeah, it's a game I want to play. It's a game that you spend hours and hours and hours with. I don't know that I will play it, but I want to. This is a game that I've looked at for a long time that I think I would really enjoy.
It is on sale right now is on a PlayStation 5 PlayStation Store for $39.99. And PlayStation VR 2 has a couple of new games coming out for this month. Hoverbike, VR Racers, or VR Racer Hoverbike, Audio Trip. This is coming out November 11th. RoboQuest VR launching November 20th. Shadowgate VR, The Minds of Mythrock, and Rager. I'll be coming out to VR too. They're still slowly dropping some games here and there. Not much advertisement on the VR 2, but.
Yeah, for as full steam ahead as they are on the Portal, they definitely are not that when it comes to
VR 2.
To VR 2.
You still haven't played yours since you pretty much got it, right?
Not really. Yeah, no, I have not. I haven't played any VR, though, in fairness. It's not like I'm just not playing that.
Still think we should do just a VR night. Everybody just come in. We had Walkabout Mini Golf has got a bunch of new stuff. So, some Xbox news. Xbox is shutting down servers on 7 games in November and December. We talked about some of them already. Dirt 3, Dirt Showdown, Grid 2, Grid Autosport have already been shut down. PUBG Battlegrounds for PS1 and PlayStation 4 is going to be shut down November 13th. NBA 2K24 on December 31st. And Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle Chomp Champs, December 31st.
It is Chomp Champs, too. You didn't have a stroke in the middle of that. That's what it says. Chomp Champs.
Weird that they're turning off PUBG for Xbox One and PS4. Game is still popular. All right, there's this game coming out called Nice Day for Fishing. I know you like your fishing games. I don't know if you've seen
this. Nice Day for Fishing is a great name for a game.
This is what it looks like, an 8-bit looking.
It says it's an MMORPG.
Yeah.
It says set inside a fictitious MMO. So I don't think it's real. It's not really an MMO. It's like a fake one.
Yeah.
So it's going to pretend like you're in there with a bunch of other characters. It's fun looking. I hate this guy.
It's kind of the Dave the Diver.
Kinda, but obviously with the heavy fantasy vibes. Like they're almost treating the fishing like battle. It's interesting.
So I know you like your fishing games. I saw that. Something I was reading. That one. Right. Condemned. It has been delisted and nobody knows why. Some people are thinking they're going to do a remake or re-release of it. Did you play Condemned?
No, I don't do a lot in the spooky games.
I remember when I used to see this like on the shelves, the cover and all that, and I was like, that looks like a crazy movie.
Yeah. I don't like being scared in movies, in real life. I don't like video games that are spooky. Now, I don't mind a little uneasy, but I don't like jump scares. If it's going to have jump scares, I don't like it. I don't like jump scares anyway.
Little Nightmares is as far as you'll go, or
well, like a creepy vibe is fine. The Dark Pictures anthology, yeah. Those are creepy. They're typically not jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
So like creepy, high tension, you know, hit the right buttons and don't die. I'm typically okay with. I don't like you know, raccoon jumping out of the trash can when it's dead silent.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
Yeah, we played that one game where we're hunting. All four of us were playing. What was that? A horror game where Jason was chasing everybody. You can be fictitious. Oh, yeah.
Friday the 13th.
What was it, Friday the 13th? It was another one like that because it had the guy from Scream.
Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight.
Ghostface.
That was different because that's not like Silent Hill.
It's not scary. It's just kind of like a spooky like vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with spooky vibes. I don't like jump scares.
Right. So some Nintendo news. Verizon is giving out a Nintendo Switch with their home internet plan.
An OG Switch.
Yeah. So you can get a Nintendo Switch, a Samsung TV, a tablet. If you opt into their home internet. Until the sale runs out November 25th.
It's part of their Black Friday deal. Yeah. I wonder how long you have to keep it. Do you think it's like a 2-year agreement?
Yeah, I'm sure.
If they're giving you something, it for sure has an agreement.
They're struggling. Them and AT&T are struggling to keep people jumping to T-Mobile.
It's also interesting. You think about a Switch is not that expensive. A TV, if it's not like a OLED or something, you could get a TV cheap. Like you can go get a 65-inch TV for like $300, $200.
Yeah.
Which is crazy if you don't need anything wild.
All right. The Nintendo president, Shintaro Fukuawa, I'm going to say that wrong, has come out and said that Nintendo Switch 2 games take longer to develop. He says software development costs are higher in development. Periods are longer, making it more challenging to continue introducing new titles at a good pace.
Yeah, wasn't hard to whip up that Animal Crossing redo over, though. Mm-hmm. Didn't have any problem with that.
Then we got Shigeru Miyamoto. He said, isn't sure that any Switch 2 game will surpass Mario Kart in sales.
Well, no, they're selling it with the system. That's like trying to overtake Wii Sports. Like it's not going to happen. No one's buying the system without Mario Kart.
You literally have to put like Legend of Zelda on the system. Like, okay, you buy it. Here's the game you get with it.
Even then, because this initial first pop came with Mario Kart, I still don't think you could pass it. And I think that's okay.
Yeah. See, then President Gin Shintaro basically said he knows the importance of appealing to new customers.
Really, because I don't think Nintendo's ever given a shit about appealing to new customers.
Yeah, It says, our goal for Nintendo Switch 2 at launch was to leverage the high engagement of Nintendo Switch and encourage all existing Nintendo Switch owners to purchase a new system. The Switch 2 hardware unit sales have exceeded 10 million units at the end of September of 2025, but there's still a significant gap compared to Nintendo Switch installed base over 150 million units.
Nintendo only cares about appealing to Nintendo fans based on everything that they do. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, if they really wanted that, to switch them over and then say, hey, how about you turn in your old Switch 2 and we'll give you a huge discount on your Switch.
Yeah. On a side note, look how much gray you can see in my hair.
You're starting to salt and pepper it now.
Yeah, look at that. It's in my beard, too. You can see a few, but like really at this angle that we're at here, you can really see how dusty the hair looks.
My hair looks good with the grays, but you can see it in my beard.
Your beard's very gray from here. Now, your camera's a little foggy on my screen, but your hair doesn't look like it has any gray in it until you hit the right angle, and then I can see it.
Yeah, it's
like your hair hides it.
Yeah, it's like right here on the sides, I have a little.
My hair, I know you guys can't see me. My hair looks like if I got into a spider web. Mm-hmm. Like my hair looks a little dusty when you look at it. But that's just grays. All right, back to Nintendo.
Right, Dave the Diver is getting a free Nintendo Switch update, higher resolution, and improved frame rates. No changes are made to the content of the game. Nintendo is planning more movies. We just talked about this last week, or the week before that. They have like a framework. They're going to try to pop a movie out every single year. Next year, the Super Mario Galaxy movie. In 2027, the Zelda movie. There'll be more and more coming.
Games are hard to get out, but movies aren't.
Nope. During his big conference call, Shintaro has come out and said that they are considering acquiring video game companies. A part of doing other things as well. There's three big things that they... But... the first one is strengthening game development. We will work with strengthening the internal game development organization within Nintendo Group. That includes initiatives such as acquiring development companies to make them subsidiaries and augmenting our development facilities. The second is building assets in the non-game entertainment. And third is a foundation for maintaining and expanding our relationships with consumers.
I could see them wanting to get people to do ports and up-res old things and all that. I can't see them wanting to get developers to make ground up Nintendo games that they're going to call Nintendo games. They're so protective.
Like they're not buying Ubisoft. If that's what people are thinking, you're going to buy
right
a smaller company and make just Nintendo. Right, Nintendo has released a Nintendo Store app for iOS and Android. You can go there and shop on there. You can get up-to-date news, receive notifications about sales, review your play activity. A U.S. Patent Office is looking at Nintendo's controversial Pokemon patent. This has to do with that game, the Power World.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like looking at the two patents, one filed by Konami in 2002, the other by Nintendo itself in 2019. Important deciding whether the claims will be patentable. So this could potentially help out Power World with their legal thing against Nintendo.
The only way Power World's staying relevant, in my opinion, is this legal battle. I don't know anyone who's still playing it.
But here it says it now seems likely that the U.S. Patents Office will revoke Nintendo's 397 patents. We'll see what they decide to do. And then Nintendo's released the top selling Nintendo games of all time. No surprise on any of them. Mario Kart 8 is number one. Animal Crossing, Nintendo Switch games, I'm sorry. Animal Crossing New Horizons, number two. Smash Bros., Zelda, Odyssey, Pokemon, Pokemon, Legend of Zelda, Super Mario Party, the new Super Mario Bros. Ultimate Deluxe. And Switch 2 right now, Mario Kart, number one, Super Mario Party Jamborees 2, and Donkey Kong Bonanza 3.
I mean, you know, I was just complaining, you know, about them moving over Animal Crossing. But, I mean, when you look at this list of top-selling, you know, games, it's like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was basically the Mario Kart U moved over.
Mm-hmm.
The Breath of the Wild was on, I think Breath of the Wild was on Wii U.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't. No, that one wasn't.
One of
the,
them.
Yeah, I can't remember. But the new Super Mario Brothers U were, if they can move this game over, I mean, Mario Kart World, basically same game, few new additions. I mean, they're able to take the framework and move it over. But to me, it's like Animal Crossing was a time and place game, right? It hit at the right time, right as the pandemic started. It caught fire. It's not a game that normally would be able to sell 48 million copies. But while it did, you got to capitalize off of that. Like, yeah. To me, it's sloppy to not have something ready for this and to just be adding. I mean, you're adding a giant update to this other game. It's like, no, like, work on the second one.
Right. Animal Crossing New Horizons Part 2 or another game like Beyond Horizons or something should have been here for Christmas. Like, it should be like, we should be talking about buying it Black Friday or the week before.
Yeah.
All right. Some random gaming news. The Golden Joysticks Ultimate Game of the Year nominees were announced. We're only going to go talk about just the Game of the Year one. Indiana Jones: The Great Circle, Ghost of Yotai, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Blue Prince, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Silent Hill F, Hades 2, Split Fiction, Peak, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2. A tough group. I couldn't tell you who I would think was going to end up winning that.
I don't think I've played enough of them to say. I would say that's a pretty comprehensive list with maybe just a couple exceptions, and I think that most people's lists will look similar to that.
Mm-hmm. So the one we got messaged to by a friend of the show, Petman, or no, was that Marshall 205? GTA has been 6 has been delayed again. It's been pushed back to November 2026. Now the release date is November 19th of 2026.
I mean, the game's going to come out when it's ready, but yeah, something is strange right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would not think they would have delayed it to a date they weren't sure they could get out this last delay. So kind of odd to me.
Someone on YouTube I watched, he thinks that, which makes sense, that they had something in the game that they have to remove or edit or change. That's going to be controversial.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Rockstar gives a shit about being controversial. You know, if anything, I could see them adding something that hits harder, but I don't know. It's, you know, they again, cite polish and for the game to be what you expect. It just makes me wonder if this game is so big, it's just taken way longer.
Yeah. Now that they said GTA 6 is going to be delayed, Wolverine is still coming out in the fall. No specific day, just says fall for right now. So that they may push that one to September instead of November. Maybe it was going to come out in November, but with GTA, they're going to push it out a month or two beforehand or 3 months. They're looking at probably to September.
Crossover event. We put Wolverine in Grand Theft Auto.
Right. Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, also being delayed. It was going to come out early in 2026. It's not going to now. We talked about it a long, long time ago when they first announced it, but nothing since.
Yeah, unlike Grand Theft Auto, I don't know that anyone cares about that.
No.
It'll have a pop when it comes out, but I don't know that people are clamoring for it.
Square Enix has come out and said that they don't plan on doing any PlayStation 5 exclusives in the future.
They have a great relationship, but I mean, ignoring your other consoles and PC is something I would only do if I had to.
Yeah.
I predominantly play on PlayStation, but if I was going to make and release a game, I would try to put it everywhere that I could.
No Man's Sky, little thing here. This guy spent over 100 hours building this little thing for this. What was it for?
It's a Studio Ghibli.
Classic. Basin Kusa, Mai's House is where Torto was. Oh, there's a classic animated film called My Neighbor Totoro. And this guy builds this little thing in. This is what he built in here.
Look how crazy you can make the houses now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I saw this and I was
travelers
like, I wanted to show it. There's like the
houses.
There's crazy. The house in the anime. And he built it.
I just didn't realize they have added this much, and I don't know how much is like customized here or if this is just in the game, but it's pretty incredible.
No, this is in the game.
Like no mods.
No mods. Dude, there's all really, this stuff you can build now and put in there.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
This almost makes me want to get back and just start over when I see stuff like this. Just the build and what you can do. You got to find the right kind of planet to live on to make sure in the right location. Okay. Contraband Police is a game to come out on Xbox and people are going crazy over it. Well, PlayStation 5 and Xbox. People are going crazy over it. Looks wild. Playway. Here's like the little thing. It has your favorite little van on there.
Yeah, looks good. They say it's predominantly a puzzle game.
Yeah, because you have to. It's like a walking sim.
Yeah. Animation looks sort of janky.
But people are really enjoying it.
Oh man, just ripping bumpers off, cutting seats up.
I know you're looking for contraband.
Yeah. Get out of the car.
Found it.
They found a little block of cocaine right there.
Mm-hmm.
A little cocaine. Driving. Oh my gosh, why is he hitting him head on?
Stop him.
Game looks like chaos. Now he's shooting. I can't tell if you're a good guy or a bad guy.
Right. Wild. Next one, BioWare is saying Mass Effect 5 is still in development. It says the team is exclusively working on this.
They got a lot of trust to earn back.
Well, if they do decide to make the TV show or game for the movie for it, then they need to have a tie-in. This needs to come out when that TV show or movie comes out. They do it. There's this GTA clone about farting frogs. It's made the top selling list. You play as a frog.
It doesn't look good. It's called Amazing Frog. It reminds me of that Totally Reliable Delivery Service game that we played.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. Where you can get all the different vehicles. It looks janky and physics-y.
All right, next one. SpongeBob is reportedly coming to Fortnite. Besides SpongeBob, Harry Potter is also...
You know my thoughts, hell yeah.
And Harry Potter also coming.
Yeah, tied into everything.
X1, Amazon Prime, that they've added some games on there. So make sure you do go to Amazon Prime. It's links up with Luna now. They added 13 new games. Get new Tales from the Borderlands, from the Epic Store, Dungeons and Dragons, Dark Sun series, Gas Station Simulator, Lovecraft's Untold Stories on November. That's now on November 13th. You can get Another World 20th Anniversary Edition, Fallout 76, Fort Solace, then Dark City Cave Collectors Edition, November 20th. You can get Played Up, Dungeons & Dragons Kryn series, and Dream Tactics on November 26th. You can get Big Adventures, Trip to Europe 6 Collector's Edition, and you can get Gunslugs. So make sure you go over to there and claim everything when it does come. Those dates do come. Last one, Samsung is releasing another VR headset. It's a Galaxy XR. On there, and this thing, I saw, it save up to $1,140 with the Explorer Pack.
So it's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
It feels like they're going after that, the Apple market. It looks very high end. It has the same kind of feel. It's definitely wired to something, though. Is it plugging in your phone?
Yeah, she's got hers in her pocket. See, his is in his pocket also.
The wire. His is in his back pocket, he said on it. It must go to your phone. It's powered by Android XR.
You're probably going to definitely want to up one of the newer phones. It's buy now from $1,799.
Damn, you can get $1,100 off.
Storage only have it comes with 256 gigabytes of storage. Only comes in one color, and you can get it by November 19th. Explorer pack.
I don't see any options, but the thing was off the Explorer pack.
So Explorer pack, you get 1 year of Google AI Pro on us. 1 year of YouTube Premium, NBA League Pass, the 1 year Project Pulsar from Adobe.
Oh, so to be clear, the headset costs the same price. They're just giving you that other stuff.
Yeah, they're giving you everything else. They're saying it's $1,140.
It might be, but it's misleading as hell to say save up to $1,140 with the Explorer Pack.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saving anything. They're giving you extra.
And you can get discounts on the earbuds and all this other stuff. You can do a one-time payment, a financing, or four-time. You get Google Play Pass also, 12 months, YouTube Premium, NFL Pro Era, full game, $30. Calm Premium, 12 months on them. Then Asteroid full download. Already a 1-star review. 9 out of 15 people so far. 2% of viewers recommend the product. Way overpriced. It's a scam. It's only worth $300 or $400. Need to be.
That one says better than MetaQuest 3, but not as good as Apple Vision Pro.
This guy at least shows pictures of both, so he has both.
Yeah.
All right, so that was all the gaming news. Last but not least, we'll go over to some Lego news. One's favorite segment. We were talking about the Target. Target does have some sales, some deals going on. That Christmas wreath is on this one picture here, $59.99.
Yeah, does it say when the sale ends, though? Because it's weird that we went to Target and didn't show it. I will also say at Target yesterday, it didn't have the price on the shelf either. I scanned it to make sure.
If it looks sweet old time.
Hmm.
Oh, doesn't say, not on this.
Yeah, I'm curious as to when that ends. But yeah, so if you're interested, check it out. I will say, though, I would check the app versus the internet and see what your specific store is doing. Mine did show the correct price in the app, but the shelf did not.
All right, so this one, here we go. I got some, pretty much have everything that I would want on this. I only wanted the telephone box and the crafting. Oh, actually, I got all three.
So what is it that you're wanting? The Santa's Village looks good. The post office or whatever it is.
Yeah, I got that last year. I have that one. I need the wreath. So if when I go today, if the wreath is there and it's for $60, I'll get the wreath.
Yeah, I like the village. I think it's cool looking. I love the hot air balloon.
This is the one I want. I need this. I have the Ewok. I have Wicket. I need this AT-T driver helmet. It's on sale. It was $84.99. It's on sale for $50.99. $51. I need this. Oh, sale ends Saturday. I missed out on it. I'll say sale ends Saturday.
Also, it did end yesterday. That's why it showed the price difference. Well, damn.
Yeah, I know. So I only needed one thing. All right. So Star Wars Lego has announced the Star Trek, which I talked about a little bit yesterday. The Enterprise NCC-1701-D set 10356 has officially been announced. It does look pretty cool. It does have a lot of minifigures in it. It's going to be $399.99. Here's the minifigures. You look awesome. Worf got his head.
Yeah, his headpiece is awesome. Data comes with a cat. Like, they're cool.
And then you get the little free little shuttle.
You get the shuttle pod as your gift with purchase, which is also awesome.
So I'll be getting
this. It's
just
expensive, though.
Yeah.
It's $400.
There is a mistake apparently on there when they did show it, when they did the video showing the zoom in, inside there's like the, it says, instead of saying boldly, it says baldly go where no one's gone before. And so apparently a bunch of people noticed that. I did like the little video.
I don't know if that's a mistake or if that's Lego being like tongue in cheek.
It could be.
You know how they like to, same humor that's in the Lego games.
Mm-hmm. I'll be getting this for sure. I'm going to put this on my list to get. Not sure I'll get I probably will have to get a Black Friday because I want the shuttle crap.
You should get it to get the shuttle if you're going to have it.
Yeah. But that's my Black Friday's deal or thing. All right. So they've announced the Spring Festival sets. They look cool. I'm not a big Spring Festival ones. I like what some of the ones they did. They have a Galloping Horses canvas. It's set 80119, 650 pieces. The horses look pretty cool. They do gallop. They do as motorized. They have the Fortune Firecracker. I think this is overpriced, but it's supposed to be pretty big. It's $90. It comes with 1,000 pieces. There's the minifigures. And so it's good. Good 2 feet.
It's also made to be hung on the wall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like the art pieces.
You open up, there's the minifigures in there.
Yeah, you see it. Scroll down. I mean, it does look big on the wall. Not for me, but kind of cool.
There you go. Horse. Minifigures look cool, but not for me.
The minifigures are cool, yeah.
And they brought this one, which I thought was kind of weird looking. It's a Spring Festival Fortune Master at 40864.
I mean, Lego's been doing those style sets recently. I mean, yeah. It's not for me, but I get it.
Especially with the animals.
Yeah.
Saw that one. Then I saw this Lego Botanicals Tulip Bay set 11501.
It's very cool. They've done tulips before, but they've never done a tulip bouquet. It shows them in like three different stages too of bloom. They're cool. They are
$60.
They've been doing where the stems are interchangeable, so you can make your own bouquets. So, you know, people who like to buy the sets and do their own things with them, these will work with that. They do have the leafed. Some of them have leaves on them. It's a cool set. Tulips are not my favorite, but it's a cool set.
And then they also announced some that here's the tulips and then some other plants as well.
It's a lily there, some sort of cacti, and maybe a daisy.
Let's see, daisy and lavender. It's 133 pieces. It says here January 1, $14.99. The blooming cactus, $34.99. Potted lily is going to be $50.
I'll just get all of those if that's what they are. I think they could look a little more cleaned up, but I would get all of those.
Mm-hmm. This one, just one on the wall right here.
Yeah, it's rumored to be set 11503, $489.
You like that? It looks pretty cool. That you can, the wood doesn't look good, though, where they're supposed to be sitting on a wood.
I like the ones that seem more realistic than the ones that seem like, I mean, that could be a decorator piece, but I wouldn't get that one.
Right, well, that's all I had for this week. All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, I'd head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on the socials, X or Instagram. At @game_stitch or hofnshow, hofnsho. That was episode 664. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.